Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. Today, I want to talk about our mindset when it comes to the things of God. Our mindset when it comes to the things of God. And one of the things that we go through is that wandering mind, those thoughts that come and go, especially during prayer time. And some of you all, the Lord showed me in the spirit where you're walking into church settings, and your mind is wandering on earthly things. You're thinking about the cares of the day. You are thinking about past abuses, pain. You are looking around at individuals in the church. And those things you're more concerned about than quieting your mind, being still, and listening for His voice. Now, listening for His voice is like you would if you were trying to hear someone through the telephone, okay? And the person has a lot of static possibly in the background. There's some noise, but you are putting that phone very closely to your ear trying to hear that person speak to you. Well, that's pretty much what you're doing when you are being still. You are centering on hearing His voice. You're not thinking about things that are trivial, things that are important even. You are just inclining your ear to Him, listening very closely. Now, you may not hear anything, but there are times where if you just sit still long enough, something will come into your mind that you know very well. It doesn't even describe who you are or the types of things that you would typically think about. It's as if your thoughts are coming from another dimension. God's Holy Ghost takes over, and the next thing you know, you're feeling this sense of peace about something, or you feel a conviction to want to do something. Or you feel moved to want to pick up the phone or drive somewhere or walk somewhere. It's a very interesting moment, this stillness. And I can't articulate all of the words to describe it, but I will tell you that you have to be still. You cannot do too much when you are in this space. That's why you will see some folks when they meditate, you know, they're not moving their heads around. They're not allowing people to be in their space when they're going through a very deep meditation. Sometimes in order for their minds to be centered, they have to listen to certain music to get them to that place. And usually it's without words. It's various sounds. It's not typical music that you would hear on the radio. Then other people, they cannot deal with music in that space. They have to have complete silence. Others will light candles. They'll turn off the lights. Some people will just take their face and bury it in their hands. Others will lie down. And, you know, then you have those who will be on their knees. So there's lots of things that take place, trying to get the body to be still, trying to center one's attention on listening to the Lord, not just talking about what's going on in your life, but just centering yourself on what God is going to do for you, or maybe what He's not going to do. Because sometimes in that stillness, you find out that God is not going to do everything. Okay. If anything, He may put you up to task or someone else, or He'll tell you, this isn't the time. We don't like to hear bad news. We don't like to be disappointed, but sometimes it's just not time to move. We always think that if I get in this space with the Lord, that He's going to give me some type of direction to get me from point A to point B, or He's going to solve my issue, or He's going to launch, you know, his vengeance on someone right away. God has his timing. We have ours, and it doesn't always align up, you know. I hate to be the messenger of bad news, because I know some folks have been waiting for things to happen in their lives for like 5, 10 years. You know, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting on the Lord, and the Lord is still not giving you what you want. Okay. There's reasons for that. Sometimes we just don't have the mindset, okay, to be able to deal with what we think. We'll say, okay, Lord, listen, I'm tired of being broke, busted, and disgusted. So I need for you to bless me with A, B, and C. And the Lord says, you're not ready for that. And I'm not going to give you money in that way. And you say, oh, Lord, come on. Why? And then he doesn't say anything when you're in that space. But later on, you're sitting in front of the television, and then there's a show or something that pops up about the money, let's say, and there's all these people talking about the money was a curse. I ended up spending a bunch of money on people who didn't deserve it. Then they ended up, you know, coming back, asking me for more money. We ended up having a falling out. I know someone who ended up being murdered behind money, you know. So you're sitting there watching this show, and you're like, wait a minute. Okay, now when I was in that space, I was asking the Lord about, you know, this money that I wanted. And now I happen to turn on the television. And then there was, you know, these people talking about how money was a curse to them. And wow, you see, so sometimes we're not going to get the answer right in that moment, of course, but it'll come in different ways. You turn on a television, you happen to walk down the street, somebody's talking about the same thing that you were praying about. You get on the internet, there happens to be a link to an article related to something that you prayed about. You know, these sorts of things are not happenstance and coincidence. God is just answering your questions, okay? Because sometimes we can't receive it in that space. So he prepares our mindset to receive it in other ways, whatever that answer might be. Okay. The mindset can be troubled at times. Let's say that somebody recently died and you're listening, or at least trying to listen to the Lord, but you can't because you're too busy thinking about all of those memories and the good things that happened as well as the bad. These things will just suffocate the voice of the Lord if we just stay glued to them too long. There has to be a point where we tell ourselves, this isn't the time. You may be in church and you're trying to listen to the minister speak to you, and there's all of these thoughts about this person. Okay. That's not the time. You have to tell yourself, I owe this to myself right now to just listen to what I need to hear. I don't need to be thinking about this deceased relative right now. They are taking up too much of my time, too much of my energy. I'm constantly thinking about them. And so you can pray, of course, and then you also want to just train that mind to stop thinking about the deceased relative. Other examples, maybe you like to think about your children a lot when you're getting ready to pray, when you're seeking God. That's not the time to do it. Once again, you have to keep redirecting your thoughts to, I'm in this space to listen to the Lord. I'm in this space to tell him what's going on, but I'm also waiting on him to do some things. I am not going to allow these worldly issues to affect my space right now. You have to constantly change your mind, okay? Change your mindset. Warn yourself. Tell yourself, why are we here again? Oh, yeah, that's right. We're here to hear from the Lord. Okay. The other thing about this mindset is sometimes we are just overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed with issues, and those issues tend to block us from blessings. So maybe you have spent some time with the Lord, but you're not able to see where the blessings are because you're overwhelmed with responsibilities. I would suggest to delegate some responsibilities so that you can get the needed time with the Lord, to be able to, allow him to work on you so that you can see the blessings. And that is also a certain mindset that you must have. I can't see what's going on around me, and I can't appreciate the blessings if I got all this stuff in front of me. It's like putting a blindfold over your eyes and then somebody telling you, go ahead on out there and start walking. Well, you start walking, you're going to bump into some things, right? So you're so focused on bumping into things that you don't get to your destination. You can't center your mind to just maybe walk straight, because maybe that's where you're headed, is down a path where you need to walk straight. But instead, somebody's pushing you and, you know, bumping you around and everything else. Well, that's how it is when you're overwhelmed with all sorts of things. You're going into that space blindly with the Lord, and you are allowing issues to bump you here, there, and everywhere. So you don't get centered enough to be able to say, okay, Lord, I need you to direct me. You see, I was once blind, but now I see. And then God just takes those blinders off and he says, okay, now let me tell you about your husband, your wife, your kids, and everything else. Sometimes he will take that time that you have spent with him to tell you some things about people that you least expect. Sometimes you need to ask. Sometimes he's not going to volunteer any type of information. You just have to ask, look, this is troubling me right now about my sister, about my brother, about my cousin. You know, I need for you to just give me some insight as to what it is that maybe I need to do, or I need to warn them about. And sometimes he's like, stay out of it, you know. There is nothing I want you to do. I just want you to stay out of it. That means don't pick up the phone. Don't send them an email. Don't leave messages on their social networking pages. None of it. I need for you to stand down. There are some other things that we need to deal with. And I don't want you to be overwhelmed, you know, by whatever they're going through. You see, and we can do that very easily. If we are in this space, we're also supposed to take that mindset that is burdened and give it over to the Lord. And you say, well, how do I do that? That means that all of those thoughts, as they come up, you want to either write them down or you want to speak them out loud and say, Lord, these thoughts are, you know, interfering with me trying to hear from you, and then just start listing them. Okay. And then if you need the music to calm your mind down a bit, then so be it. If you need to sit in a certain way or lay in a certain way or be on your knees, then do that. Whatever it is that's going to get you comfortable and, you know, ready to just listen to the Lord. The other thing is sometimes our mindset is affected by the way we're dressed. I know, as crazy as it might seem, but if you're not dressed in comfortable clothes, you're still in a mindset that you would have if you were at work as opposed to at home. It's going to be hard to concentrate too, because you feel, you know, like you need to be doing something. You feel like, you know, this isn't a time to relax. So I would suggest that you wear some relaxing clothes, you know, put on your PJs a little bit earlier so that you can have that needed time where you feel comfortable. You have, you know, wind down. Maybe you need to take a shower before you, you know, get into that space. Whatever it is that's going to keep you from being distracted. Okay. So the mindset definitely has to be, number one, calm down. How you choose to calm, you know, your mindset down is up to you. I would suggest, though, that whatever you do, it isn't the type of thing that's going to lower your inhibitions. It's not going to be something that you're smoking or drinking, you know what I mean? Something that's going to, you know, cause all sorts of hallucinations and, you know, cause your mood to change, you know, very drastically. You don't want to do all of that. I know there are some people that say, well, it helps me and all of that. I will tell you from personal experience, it is always best to approach the Lord with a sober mind. The Bible even tells us that we should have a sober mind. Being intoxicated, you know, being on that chill zone, you know, zoning out or whatever, that's not the thing that you want to do. God's voice is oftentimes very quiet. So it's going to be hard to listen to his voice if my mind is taking me off into some other place. The other thing that you want to do is, of course, center your mind on listening for something from the Lord. You may not get anything, but that's okay. Allow that peace to help you. Allow the quietness to just prepare you for what is to come. The next thing is, of course, is that you want to make sure that you're praying, casting your burdens onto the Lord in that space. You can even write if need be. And then the other thing is that once you come up out of, you know, this meditative place that you have been in, you want to start watching for signs, miracles, wonders, all of that good stuff. I know some people do not believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. A lot of folks are so focused on what counterfeit Satan or counterfeit, you know, miracles, signs, and wonders are, that they miss out on what God is doing. Okay. Satan will come up with his share of things, but just because he comes up with his share of things doesn't mean that we should be focusing on every little thing that he comes up with. Because when you do that, then you miss out on what God is trying to talk to you about. You know, some people, you know how we say, are so earthly minded or is so spiritually minded that they're no earthly good. Well, there are those who are so satanic, you know, focused that they're no good as far as helping, you know, godly folks, you know, lost folks, confused folks, folks who are ill, because they're always looking out for Satan. Well, you know, my pastor told me I'm supposed to look out for Satan. And, you know, Satan is always coming up with, you know, any number of issues. And, well, okay, you know what? How are you going to be focused on the things of God if you're always looking out for Satan? That's like a person who is at home, okay, and they hear a bump, you know, then they hear another bump and they hear another, okay? So they anticipate, well, that must be somebody trying to break in. So they go into their closet, grab up a gun, and then they sit by the window or they sit by the door and they just keep waiting and they keep waiting and they keep waiting, looking out for this thief, looking out for, you know, meanwhile, after staying up, let's say all night, looking out for the thief, the next day, you know, they open up the door, they go outside, there's a neighbor standing there, you know, and that neighbor is saying something like, oh yeah, you know, I was building something the other day. Meanwhile, you know, the person goes, oh my goodness, and I was sitting there, you know, with my gun all night long, worried about a thief. Meanwhile, it was just my neighbor, you see. So, you know, we can focus our mind on that one thing that we assume is the right thing, you know, or our intuition never fails us, so it must be this, only to find out that it's something else. And time was wasted, you know. It's just ridiculous, but sometimes that's what happens because we are convincing ourselves of things or we're so focused on, you know, everything but the things of God. Okay. So coming up out of that, you know, space, you want to be focused on the things of God. One thing about Satan, when he shows up, rest assured, he will show up and you'll recognize him. But in the meantime, if I'm looking out for miracles, signs, and wonders from God based on some things that, you know, I've been asking for a long time for God to do, then, you know, that's what I need to be looking out for. I need to be looking out for those blessings. Hallelujah and praise the Lord. I need to be looking out for those things that are positive and true in my life. I need to be, you know, helping out some individuals based on whatever it is that God is leading me to do. Because sometimes God will lead you and sometimes God will say, no, you have done more than enough. Move on to something else. And so that requires a change in mindset. Move on to something else requires a change in mindset. Some people don't want to do that. And so when they don't want to do that, unfortunately, they miss out on their calling. Okay. We can either stay in a certain place and hope for the best, or we can allow God to move on our spirits and direct us to the hope and to the best that he has to offer. So I thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. And as always, to God be the glory.